Here in the Pleasant Stone with Ree Vivian, I'm going to start with a tough question for somebody who's with the Maydays, which is an improvisation group that's been going for a very long time. And my question is, how do the Maydays stay fresh?
I think because we like what we do and we like each other. And nobody is not open to a new idea. Wait, that's double negatives. Everybody's open to new ideas and new concepts and new ways of doing things and new show ideas and stuff. So we're all willing to give stuff a go. And I think that's nice because I feel like we're all on an equal pegging as well. There's no kind of leader. We're all kind of collectively involved in this. So we'll respect each other's thoughts and ideas and that's important. So yeah, I would say that's probably it. We listen to each other.
But some improv groups just bring the same format up year after year, but Maydays is trying something else this year again, aren't they?
Yeah, I think if we did the same format all the time, we'd bore ourselves, and I think that would be very apparent to an audience member. I think you have to be kept on your toes because it's fun and exhilarating for you, but it's also the same for them. They want to watch you kind of flying by the seat of your pants just as much as you want to be flying by the seat of your pants. And we just had like a completely different idea for this year and decided to go to geek out completely and do Oh Boy, the Quantum Leap Show, which is a new improvised episode every day. And I think we're all geeks at heart and we all grew up with the show and loved it, and so I feel like we're kind of plugging into our youth, having a bit of a nostalgia fest, and hopefully that's translating to other people who loved it and still love it.
What's it like on stage getting really, really crap suggestions from the audience?
I think the crapper the better. I don't actually, scrap that, I don't think there is a crap suggestion. I feel like you should be able to work with anything and make good of anything. And I think being able to think, not be literal with something is probably the key. You can kind of dip into your mind and think, okay, well, what does that make me think of? Or how can I interpret that in my own way? Or let's be a bit more lateral about it. And so therefore I don't think anything is redundant. I think from the dullest to the wackiest or weirdest, I think bring it on. I honestly wouldn't mind.
And this might surprise some people asking this, that you're kind of new to improv, but you know, how important is rehearsal and what kind of rehearsal do you do?
I think rehearsal is really important because it first of all it makes us see each other because we're kind of based half in Brighton and half in London. So that's important that we get together and we look at each other and we have a chat about our lives. I would say, yeah, we rehearse because we fundamentally, I think, just enjoy laughing together. And for the most part, I mean, there are sort of technical elements to rehearsal. We'll run like games or, you know, the kind of regular stuff that you would do, or scene work and all of the stuff that goes into improv. But I think it's just us hanging out and making each other laugh till we cry a lot of the time that is so important, because it also reminds us that we really, really like each other. And I think that is really important too. If we didn't find each other funny and we didn't want to sort of play and poke each other on stage a little bit, and if we felt like we couldn't, my God, if we felt like we were restrained in some way, like, oh, I don't want to offend or upset, then that would be restrictive. But no, it's cool to check in and remember that we're really good at taking the piss out of each other and we enjoy it.
I think some people come away from improv and they love it to watch it because they're kind of going, I could never do that. So what's going on, if you could give any detail to this, when, say, the group has successfully improvised a song, they've been given some suggestions from the audience, it scans perfectly, it rhymes perfectly, it's clever and it's witty, and you've all just done it. What's the state of flow that's going on inside the group when that's delivered?
Oh, wow. Well, there's definitely, I would say, going from the top backwards, the ultimate thing is that magic and icing on the cake, that kind of group mind that some days you're just sparking more than others. So that's the kind of icing on the top when it flies. And even when it's just when it's going well, it's just we, as an improviser, we'll learn a whole bunch of like song structures. We'll learn, if you like, kind of very rudimentary music theory. So we kind of have an idea of, you know, how a song structure is, how it would go and things like that. And then, this took me ages, and even now I find it both exhilarating and sometimes frustrating, is the Rolodex in your mind. You become a real pun monkey and a rhyme merchant. It almost becomes like something that you do just not even on stage. You just become more adept at brain training yourself into Rolodexing through potential rhymes or word association. So, oh, we have to sing a song about a car. What else is in the world of a car, if that makes sense?
Jargon alerts, the first piece of jargon in the interview, Rolodexing.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Oh, Rolodex. So in my head, it's like the old-fashioned thing that you would have on a desk, which would have everyone's addresses in it. But it's ABCD. It's like alphabetizing stuff. So in your head, you're kind of Rolodexing words. Is that, am I saying what a Rolodex is properly? Yeah. So you're kind of spinning through potential ideas. I mean, for me, it's as basic as going, this is the voice in my head going, oh, what, quick, what rhymes with car? Far, bar, mar, no, not that. It's that process, but almost faster than Father Christmas, you know. It's just like, but you get good at that. That's not something you can do. And that's what rehearsals are for, so.
How do you jettison yesterday's stuff so you don't repeat it tomorrow?
I think it's much like getting up and living your life. You don't live your days the same, even if the structure of your day is the same. The interactions with people are different. The chat you have is different. What you wear is different. And I think that's the same with our shows. It's very unlikely that we'd come out with the same stuff, just because we're humans, and I don't think we're capable of it. No, certainly no one would dare to roll out the same pun or joke. That would just feel weird and be wrong. So.
And once the action started, is the fourth wall necessarily up? Are you all tuning into the laughter and bouncing off it, or are you actually so in the zone that once you've started, you know, it's important that fourth wall really is up?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, personally, I feel like it needs to remain up for the most part. There are times where it's really fun to break it. And I think that depends on the flavour of the show and how it is. And again, you can have a really boisterous audience, and sometimes it's fun to play with them and walk amongst them if the scene, or make them become part of a congregation, which is what we had the other day. They became the church audience, which I think is a really fun dynamic to play with. So I think it would be sad to not do that. But I think, yeah, for the most part, when you're kind of telling a tale or you're kind of, people are watching it, this world, I think... don't break it unless there's a real need to. Otherwise, it's a gimmick, which I don't like.
And what's bad improv?
I think bad improv, probably just people who are trying to get it right and are stressed and tired and don't like each other. I think the funnest improv for me to watch is when people are having the most fun ever. And I can't remember who quoted this to me, but I now quote it out. Is I feel like if they're looking like they're having a party on stage and you feel like you really want to join in, then that's good. If they're not looking like they're enjoying themselves, then that's bad improv. If everyone looks angry and doesn't like each other, then that just makes me sad. So yeah, I think the first part is just to have fun.
Final question then. So what makes you want to do improv, theatre and comedy rather than just get a nice script to learn?
Initially, because I feel like I have a terrible short-term memory. One of my biggest fears is being given something to learn by rote and then getting it wrong, because there is an option to get it wrong. With improv, as soon as that door was open to me and I went to my first class, there was a thing that everyone would say, oh, you can't get it wrong. Whatever you say, everybody else makes sense of it and makes good of it, and it becomes a thing. And that felt very freeing and lovely, and I suddenly thought, ooh, you know, this is, I don't have to worry about forgetting something. That was my initial thing. So, and I also like the fact that if you are an improviser and you are in a show, you not only get to act and perform, but you also get to write and direct and edit whilst you're in it. And I think all of those things are really cool, and they can then translate into other things, but mostly they're just really cool. I really like that I can do that. It's really fun.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.